The Fearless Podcast, in a time of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act.
Welcome back, y'all. And I don't want to ostracize our northern friends, but welcome back, guys. I wanted to talk today about something that's vitally important, canceling out the noise. But before I get into that, wanted to kind of give you a little update. Initially, when we started the Fearless Podcast, you know, it was going to be a tandem effort with me and Matt. And Matt's life has changed a lot in the last 12 months between building a new 2,400 square foot home, getting married, and now they're expecting. So needless to say, Matt is incredibly busy and prioritizing his time. So he's had to kind of step back on this end. And I've been wanting to continue doing what we're doing, sharing the message of hope and sharing our lives. And I've been trying to decide how to do that. In addition to that, I purposely bought a new Mac to make our quality better and our lives better. And that hasn't worked. I've used a lot of Apple products and it usually makes things easier. But now I'm having more technical difficulties with the mics and with our multi-thousand dollar setup where you just continue buying all these electronics and you're slave to them. That's going to be a little bit what we're going to talk about too. So I'm working through that. For those of you that don't know, we got debanked a couple times, so we had to redesign the website and migrate it to a standalone and incurred a lot of costs with that. And the website has essentially disappeared, and so have all of the orders. So there's just a lot of these different challenges, and we try, fail, adjust. So that's what we're doing. So that's a brief update of what's going on. But just to get into the topic, I wanted to talk about something simple, but absolutely vital. And that's canceling out the noise. We live in a world that is constantly buzzing, pinging, flashing, and shouting for our attention. And if you want to know why everyone is ADHD and distracted, this is all by design of the system. But if you're going to walk in purpose, and if you're going to fulfill your calling, you've got to learn how to silence the noise and focus on work that matters. The noise isn't just sound. It's distraction. It's the endless doom scroll, the breaking news banner, the flashing lights, the blue glow that never shuts off. We live in a world designed to distract. Artificial light, artificial culture. It's all synthetic. It's all meant to keep you from hearing the still small voice of God. We've traded the warmth of the sun for the cold hum of LEDs. We've built a concrete jungle of pack 'em, stack 'em, track 'em. we're surrounded by noise. And the system wants it that way. Because a distracted man is a defeated man. Focus requires discipline. I realize it's very important to be aware, obviously, to have situational awareness, to be aware of our surroundings, to be aware of what is going on around us, the news, so to speak. I'm going to be 50 years old here in just a little bit. And so I've been around a while and I've watched this cultural shift from the mainstream news, which was all ever just propaganda. You can ask Walter Cronkite, the devout Satanist, and who used to be the beacon of, you know, truth and all that stuff. But that has shifted. And now, predominantly, our American culture is aware that the mainstream media is just a talking head. So how do we defeat that? We defeat it with alternative news. And the alternative news has just become a doom scroll spiral. You know, it's all about what they're doing to control everything. And it just becomes this perpetual doom spiral. It's very important to be aware of that. It's very important to expose that, to shine light on it. But the balance is in the discipline of being aware of that, but not letting it consume you. And all these alternatives that are true and right and whatnot can still become an incredible doom spiral, and it can be all consuming and incredibly depressing and defeating. And focus requires discipline. Discipline is simply refusing distraction. You can't focus on your mission if you're tuned into the world's transmission. Discipline isn't harsh, it's holy. It's the application of wisdom and godly fear. Think about this. Water without banks is a flood. Water with banks becomes a river. A force powerful enough to turn turbines and create energy and productivity. I talk to my boys a lot about banks. You know, we're building a living legacy. And we talk about banking and what banks are and how to recreate that, how to utilize it, how to leverage it, how to take advantage of the banks that create the flow and the direction to harness the power and the energy rather than just letting the water erode everything through hyperinflation and the flood of fiat, whether it's quantitative easing or hyperinflation or shrinkflation. That's what discipline does. It gives your power direction. It focuses your energy. It makes life productive, which is quite the inverse of all this distraction, all this pop culture, all of this flicker and flash and shiny and artificial and strobing LED lights. We have to turn that off. You have to take your shoes off, put your feet in the dirt, touch grass. These are all real truth and application that produces results. And you can't do that. You can't achieve that. You can't harness that without discipline. That's why Christ called his followers disciples. The name itself shows you plainly that it obviously required discipline. Now, why do we fight for focus? Because everyone needs hope. You know, and if you're out there in the real world slaying dragons and chopping snakes' heads off and doing all these different things, you're in a battle in the workplace. And the battle in the workplace is a battle against culture, against the masses, against whatever the current fad or trend is. You must stay grounded in truth. And that almost always requires you to reject the trend. I've been involved with relatively a startup company, and we listen to all the gurus, and we go to all the conferences, and it's all just hype. Most of these experts have all had a very brief period of success, an enormous amount of success, maybe for 2 or 3 years. And then they exit their profession and they become a consultant and they package their message in a book or in an online course. And then they proceed to make millions teaching you how they did it. The problem with that is they've only ever done it for 2 or 3 years. They've never done it consistently for decades. And that is the epitome of our culture, the shooting star, the American Idol, the flash in the pan that has brief success and then packages it and sells it as the way. And we've been to all of these conferences and we hear all these buzzwords and terms and you know, ownership and management gets all hyped up on the newest thing, and we hear our competitors speak, and this is the way, and this is how we're going to do it, and this is how we have to do it, you know, and we have to scale, and we have to grow, and you know, we can take our current budget, and based on future projections, we can spend all this extra money and do all this extra stuff, right? So that we can be like them. And the truth is, behind the scenes, they're all paper tigers. They're all a bunch of Keynesian deficit spending fakes. It's completely artificial, based on leveraged debt in this debt-based economy. And they're not doing anything different than our government's doing. They learned it from the best, from the pros, right? We have to reject that. And we have to reject that instant gratification, unless you want short-term success and you want to be a shooting star and you want to flame out and burn out. And as you try to implement these trends and fads, as it starts to collapse, you lose hope. We were talking about that. I was talking to ownership. And I said, you know, guys just need hope. We're in a cascading economy. Very highly likely and inevitably entering a Great Depression. Wow, that's depressing. Don't talk about that. Well, that's reality. I mean, read a book, you know, look at history. It's inevitable. It would have already happened if it were not for 2020. The entire scamdemic was a monetary reset to flood the market to prevent the correction of a 2020 collapse with this massive, unfathomable infusion of gov bucks. And eventually the carcass that's been on artificial life support is going to evaporate. All these mega trillion bubbles are going to pop. Yo, bro, you're bringing me down. Wow, I thought you were talking about hope. Proverbs 13:12 says, hope deferred maketh the heart sick. But when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. We all need hope. Without hope, we drift. We've chased distractions because we've lost direction. But as children of God, and I'm speaking right now to Christians, to new creatures in Christ, we have a blessed hope, not just in some future perfect day, but in a present reality where Christ is King. That means hope isn't deferred. It's alive. It's right now. And it's outside of the world system, because the world hates Christ. But as new creatures, Christ is King. And that's not a dog whistle. It's the truth. So what's the noise? You have to identify the noise. The noise is the news. The noise is the shiny new thing. The gadgets, the tech, the convenience, the instant gratification, the fast food, all of it. Our agrarian culture got co-opted by the Industrial Revolution. And we went from a people that grew our own food and exchanged it and bartered it and had an economy, an agrarian economy, where we worked with God's creation to provide abundance, to create an economy. And that got co-opted by industrialization and concrete jungles and track 'em, pack 'em, stack 'em, and CAFOs and Walmart beef. And we are reaping the fruit of that. We're reaping the results of what has been sown. And you always reap what you sow, and you always reap more than you sow. The noise is the temptation to live for likes and clicks and fleeting trends instead of truth. Fortunately for us, we don't get the likes or the clicks, so it helps us stay focused and grounded. And our message isn't popular, but the truth isn't popular. And that's a good thing. If you're disciplined, and if you're a disciple, you recognize that. You know it beforehand. You know it going into it. Like when we started this whole thing 9 years ago and our boys were young and they wanted to do this. And I said, you know, you realize who set all this stuff up, right? That doesn't mean we can't leverage it and use the fleeting freedoms we have to spread the word. That would be neglect. That would be a neglect of our responsibility. But if we know going in, we won't be surprised with what happens. But the thing about the noise prevents you from hearing his voice. You can't hear his voice. You can't hear God if you're listening to the noise. You have to make a choice every single day. Will I take dominion over the day? Or will the day take dominion over me? Noise is a tyrant. Focus is freedom. God told Adam in the very beginning to take dominion. That's still our charge. Dominion starts with stewardship over your time, your thoughts, your money, your attention. In this Keynesian culture, we've been programmed to be fearless in spending and fearful in saving. But that's backward. Because the whole world's antichrist. The whole world and its system is in direct opposition to Christ. Why? Because the world hates Christ. So of course it's backwards. By design. The design of the prince and the power of the air. The principalities and powers and the spiritual wickedness in high places. Why doth the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? You can read that for yourself in Psalm 2. Inflation and fiat currency train you to think money loses value, so you spend it fast. But a wise man builds a warehouse, not just of wealth, but of wisdom, where value compounds. And if you haven't started, or you haven't thought about this, or if you haven't considered this, it all seems like platitudes, like just whimsical talking points. But when you practice discipline, discipleship, stewardship, this all becomes self-evident. You should be afraid of spending foolishly and fearless in saving righteously. Because wisdom compounds just like wealth does. This is why Christ tells us in the New Testament that we are kings and priests. We are not common men. We are kings, the sons of God, believer priests. That means we're called to a higher standard. To read and to write the word, the scriptures, the Bible. To think clearly. To live soberly. That's why the Bible says to abstain from strong drink. Not because pleasure is evil, but because clarity is priceless. We can't afford to dull our senses when the world needs discernment. The distraction. And whether it's booze, whether it's alcohol or spirits, right? Or whether it's digital booze. Whether it's the blue screen, the fondle slab, the doom scroll, the social media feed. They're analogous because they're designed by the same individual for the exact same purpose. This is a generation drowning in noise. But you child of God are called to walk in the light. Not artificial light. Not the glow of a screen or the glare of a city, but the true light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. And I'll pause for a moment to tell you about one of today's sponsors of the program is Upside. And Upside is an app that helps you save some money on gas. And in this time of hyperinflation and a cascading economy, everybody can be helped by saving a little bit of money. And Upside does that. We've been using it. It's pretty awesome. Helps you find the best price, gives you a rebate back, and can be a tool in the toolbox. So you can check the link below. And I think you save like maybe 30 cents on your first fill up, and you can refer other people. It's pretty cool. So check it out. And a second station identification announcement regarding over at thetexasboys.com is the Food Forest in a Box. That should be rolling out in the next 30 days. So for those of you interested in starting your food journey with your own food 401k, you can start it very economically with a Food Forest in a Box. So keep an eye over at thetexasboys.com. That should be going live in the next 30 days. So in conclusion, you need to put on your noise-canceling headphones. Not the kind made by Bose or Sony. But the kind forged in prayer, discipline, and devotion. Shut out the noise. Focus on the work. Walk in the light. Because when you do, you'll find that the noise fades. The hope grows. And your life starts flowing like a river. Steady, powerful, and full of life. Your wife needs you. Your children need you. Your family needs you. Your friends need you. They need you focused. They need you working. And as your family and your friends work together, you now have a society and probably very well a parallel society, creating a parallel community, utilizing a parallel economy, working outside of the world and its system of inflation and deflation and funny money and funny facts that are void of truth. And that's what we need right now. That's what I wanted to pause and take this time early in the morning. It's crisp and cool outside. I've already been outside with my bare feet in the grass that was watered by the dew of the early morning that God provided for us. It really helps you focus and remember to remember that hope of the dew that waters the grass. It wasn't my sprinklers and everything or anything that I could do. It was the grace of God. And I get up early every morning, maybe around 4:35 o'clock. And I walk outside in my bare feet and stand in the grass, and I look up and I consider the heavens. And I see the stars and all the worlds His hand has made. Interestingly enough, you know, you ponder that and you think about it and you stand there. And even in that, you see the Starlink whizzing by. And it's a reminder of how much they hate God and they want to be like God. And you see these artificial lights in the sky whizzing by at like thousands of miles an hour. And that helps you refocus. And we know who is king and who reigns and who rules among the affairs of men. And it's a great reminder. It's a great starting point. And it's just a reboot. It's just a reminder to put us in remembrance. And God is good. And God wants you focused on Him. And Christ is King. And we are more than conquerors. And that will be true even when we fall into severe persecution. And that's true as we go through many various trials and tribulations. I hope that spoke to and touched whoever that was intended for. I have completed a morning mission through this transmission. Thank you all for watching. Let's talk about this in the comments. Comment down below. Give me your thoughts and your feedback. Let me know if you like this. And we'll see y'all in the next show. Have a great day, y'all. Oh, and you guys too. You guys have a good day.